think she probably has some questions for you.
I think they forgot I was there.
What does she ask you?
The room is really modern.
Raw chicken.
He eats it. He's really excited about how bloody the room is.
Does he know why it's bloody?
No. No, he thinks that they're... He doesn't know that they just had a moment. He just thinks that that's what goes on here. And that that's the custom or something.
That's the custom of what happens in this room.
Yeah, and this room is really mod. It's kind of... It's all white and glossy and circular. And the table is white. And it's one of those mod. With the four little tables and the red.
Yeah.
And it's just red cushions on the inside.
And is there now blood everywhere?
Not everywhere, but where it is, it's really noticeable. Like, it's noticeable where the chicken is killed. And the whole path of the performance and the conversation is really visible. Like, you can see what happened because the blood, like, outlines it. It's like a map. And you can see Freud's circles. It's kind of one major circle. It's like a Zen circle. And then there's like faded ones. It's kind of, it kind of like vibrates because there's drier areas. And then there's like deeper, moister parts, depending on how into it he was. So there's blood around, and then they have blood on them. They have blood on their hands and kind of on their clothes a little bit. And the chicken is on the table. And so he's kind of bloody too. I'm the only one that's not very bloody.
I want you to ask a question to the group, one that is appropriate to the people that they are, the work that they've done.
Do people need society?
And how does he respond?
He says that they do, but not all the time.
When do people need society?
Most of the time, people don't need society. But occasionally they do.
When do people need society?
Just before they go crazy. Because society keeps them from going totally crazy. So.
Does Freud agree with this?
Yeah. Because Freud sees it as being one of the ways to resolve the conflict with society is only participating in it when you have to. That's what Freud does too.
What does Anna say about that? Does she agree?
She's like all swirly now and faded out. Society, and she's a party girl. That's why she takes so many photos. Even her isolation is seeking society. Maybe it's the maybe this is where her battle with reason is about. Publicity.
I want you to allow Jack London to ask a question to anyone in the room that he wants.
That's a dumb question.
What is his question?
It's like, what else is there besides chicken?
Does anybody respond?
No. Everybody just is like, he doesn't get it.
Can you ask him to ask a serious question to somebody in the room?
be serious.
What does he say?
He's just kind of freaked out from what? Being there.
What is he freaked out by? Can you ask him?
Yeah. I think the room is kind of freaking him out. It's not really his style.
What do you think he's more accustomed to?
Natural materials, wood, and not so comfortable. It's a comfortable room. It's like hyper aesthetic too. It's like, I think it's a really manufactured environment, and it's really about, I mean, maybe because he sees his failure at mastering nature, because he's in this environment that really has completely conquered. I mean, it's totally sterile and forms that don't exist anywhere else. And
so you think he has failed and conquered nature?
Mm-hmm.
When a place like this exists, or when a place
yeah.
like this?
And when he's in it, because it's not even by his own hands.
Why does he feel like he needs to conquer nature? Isn't this also a form of conquering nature?
He just sees that it's done better, somebody did it better than him. And he wants to be the best.
But he's going in the opposite direction, isn't he?
But he wants to master his own environment. Even if he's not conquering the nature, he wants to be the master of his environment.